ride you on.
Now, I was watching that Rick Mercer video where he asks you to vote, and he says politicians ignore the youth vote. That's okay. Politicians ignore the youth vote, and I don't know why they would, because if you look in this room, and I believe the candidates will agree, this is the biggest debate audience we've had this entire election. So, to me, the issue of what's most important in our community, it's not for me or any of these candidates to decide. It's for you to decide. It's for you to decide. And if we have leadership that is open and representative and listening, because leadership is listening, seek first to understand, then be understood. If we're able to do that as candidates and as MPs and as political representatives, then we will have a better community, because that's the goal. The goal of a better community isn't for us. I think everybody here does it for someone else, maybe someone they don't even know. The work I do, I don't do it for me. I do it for the kid that was like me, right? When I worked on the community garden project, the first one was 4 blocks from my house. And I thought, you know what, when I was a kid, I would have killed to have had something like that in my neighborhood. And it clicked something in you. You know that saying, clicktivism? They try to write off youth votes and youth participation, saying it's just clicktivism. It's you click like on Facebook and then you think you've done something. Well, this whole deficit of youth and youth leadership, I know it exists, but I don't see it in my day-to-day. Our youth volunteers aren't just some good youth volunteers. They're some of our best volunteers. And most of them come from BCI. Most of them understand that they have a voice and that their voice is incredibly powerful. So let's move from clicktivism to something I like to call do-it-tivism. Now, do-it-tivism is actually doing the things instead of just talking about them. Instead of talking about the environment, let's start more community gardens. Let's, when we go door knocking, pick up garbage. Instead of talking about the issues in our healthcare, let's lead healthier lives and let's support people who will fight for that. One of the things you're going to be seeing a lot of, and you've probably seen a lot of it, are attack ads. Have the people here seen those ads, the menacing voice on the television? Reckless Coalition. You know, have you seen those? That's not the way to do politics anymore. And I think that's part of why we're seeing this momentum locally and nationally. Because we don't need to see that menacing voice on the television. What we need are ideas. Instead of attacking other parties and other people, I plan on attacking issues in healthcare. I plan on attacking issues in education. I plan on attacking, not these guys who are standing up to tell me it's time to go, but I plan on attacking the issues with ideas. Thank you so much.